So, I'm going to warn you right now at the beginning of this post that I'm going to be a little loopy and maybe not coherent. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just leaving the Hard Rock. This is just about the latest I've ever been here. I came in on a Saturday night and just wanted to take advantage of the fact that there's vacationers on Saturday night, people who are drunk looking to party, playing poker, maybe not making the best decisions. It's usually a night I could do pretty well. Bought in for my usual buy-in, and it didn't go very well. I walked away from the table with a little bit of cash left because they called me for one of the $60 sit-and-goes that they have here, a turbo sit-and-go, six players play, and you can triple up your money if you win or double up if you come in second place, and it's 12-minute blinds. It's a really fast structure, so I usually do pretty well in them. Aggressive play is usually rewarded. So I was playing it. We had seven players, and lost a bunch of chips early, and knuckled down and played real safe, real tight, and wound up the third man. And when we were all just about even, I was a little worried about one of the other guys. He seemed like a pretty strong player, so I suggested that why don't we just agree that the number third guy, the bubble boy who doesn't get paid, he gets his buy-in back. And the other two guys agreed. And two hands later, my pocket sixes ran into the scary guy's pocket aces. So I was out, and the two of them immediately decided to chop the jackpot. But at least I got my buy-in back. So I went back and played some more 1-2. And at this point, I was down. The sit-and-go hadn't hurt me, but it hadn't helped me either. So I had to buy in again. And up and down and up and down, never really making much ground. But I decided that I was going to, by hook or by crook, get out of there with my buy-ins back. So that's why it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just leaving. But I knuckled under, and I, battened, knuckled under is wrong. I buckled down and played really smart and found my spots and made some hands. And, yes, the cards started to come. And once they started to come, I started to flop trips. I started to flop two trips to my pocket pair. Two pair to my big hands, like king-queen, king-jack, ace-queen. Those sorts of hands would make two pair. And I got people to call me sometimes, but I scooped a lot of blinds also. And just generally stacked up and stacked up. And then the very end of the night, king-jack offsuit. And now king-jack suited. And flop two pair, king-jack rag. And somebody made a big bet at me, and I pushed all in back at him. And this guy was the best player at the table, one of the best card players I've played with at the Hard Rock the whole time I've been playing there. This guy was sharp. He stayed at the table too long, and his chip stack had dwindled, but he was really very, very good. And I believed him, but I had top two pair. And he turned over, I had king jack, he had king queen, so he had top pair with a queen kicker and wanted a queen to come to make him a better two pair. He turned a straight, and I rivered a flush. So I was ahead when I made my bet, and then he took the lead, then I took the lead. It was a hell of a hand, and I took him for all his chips. So good for me, and that's pretty much when I got up and walked out. I think I even won one hand after that, just by making a big raise and scooping. But all in all, a tough night. Got better and then ended well. So good for me, back in the positive column. And that's all she wrote on this. I'm going to bed. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.